position.
Alexa.
My name is
down just a little bit.
Nate Leslie. I'm 38 years old. Today, Sunday, February
17th.
Alexa? I'm speaking Falling with Dustin floor. Winslow, who is my brother. We are recording this interview in Jackson Heights, New York.
We all have to meet ourselves.
Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? Are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
What?
I didn't hear that. I don't know if he's right for this position.
It's more wine.
That's not at all what I expected.
Okay, I'll go to the next one. Do you want the next one?
I can try, but it's like my whole family is currently present. So I feel a lot of pressure to like produce something really meaningful right now.
Should we go to the next one?
Yeah. Sure, whatever you like.
Okay. I was just picking questions very quickly because I wanted to like kind of get things going.
I see. Yeah.
So that might have been like a one that I didn't need to choose.
I think I need a warm up first.
Yeah. Can you tell me about your grandparents, your great grandparents?
Ooh, that's interesting.
I'll sit here so there's less like people looking at you.
No, we're still gonna be looking.
Yeah, they're still gonna be looking, and I'm okay with that. I want to be able to look back. You know. Interesting. So yeah, my grandparents. That's a hard question for me. I feel like I don't want to go into like a full discussion of my family tree, but I have a lot of grandparents.
Is it a complicated family tree? Is there something we should know?
It's a very complicated family tree. The summary is that I had, two biological parents, and then they split up, and then they each remarried, and then that kind of happened a few times. And each of them have parents, of course, so how you define grandparents is quite complicated, but I grew up thinking about having five grandparents. My other dad's dad had passed away well before I really knew him, so.
Mm-hmm.
I've got quite a few lovely grandparents. They have always been very supportive. The ones most important in my life, like the ones that have been most directly involved, have been very, like, very amped about education consistently. So that's like, I think a big part of why I ended up being like that way myself
really
as well.
School. I remember your
nerd,
grandparents on your mom's side, I remember.
Yeah, my grandma has always been pushing education. Like even in like a lot of my family, they don't go to college or anything, but like everyone is like, you've got to go like do a trade school or like do a bit of community college and like get a certification, do something.
Right,
like
right.
Education is super important to her. And then obviously Grandpa Bob is just like
right.
super into it as well. He's always been very supportive of it for all of us too. So like getting that from both sides is really important, I think.
Yeah.
In terms of great grandparents, yeah, I don't think, I think I met one of my great grandparents once.
Grandma Bunny?
I don't think I ever met Grandma Bunny. Yeah.
Probably heard about the name.
Yeah. This is on a different side of my family, but yeah. Met him one time, and it was like when he was very old, and like he passed away within a year afterwards.
Right.
So I never really had much of a relationship, but it's kind of a shame, like never having met that generation, even though they were around when I was younger.
Yeah. Okay. And again, I was just choosing these really quickly. So this, the question that I chose next is, can you tell me a story about any lessons you learned from your parents?
Ooh.
Take out the trash. Learn how to build computers.
Lesson I learned from parents.
I feel like everyone should be put in the hot seat for those, like, poor Dustin.
It's interesting.
No, I'm enjoying it. I'm having fun, actually. Right.
Okay, cool.
It's cool. But it's tough to think of things that I feel like are
worth.
You
have 40 minutes left.
Talking about 40 minutes.
That's the time remaining.
That's not.
I think we can cut it. We can cut it short.
No, I don't. That's not
enough
time, man.
Yeah, there's a button that you can press when you're done.
So great.
But that you can't go higher over.
There's
only so much.
That's fine.
Server space in the Library of Congress for conversations like this.
For
posterity.
Can you repeat the question?
Can you tell me a story about anything? No, any lessons you learned from your parents?
Interesting. I'm close to something. I'm getting there.
That's just a tough one.
It is. Again, it's like a pressure to find something good, but there's lots of little things.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be something good.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's not really a story though. I think there's one thing actually, like, so there was the time when I was in college and I went and spent like the time between semesters at my other dad's place. And I just like had a big breakup and was in a big mess and all this. And like, he kind of like was like helping me figure that out. But I remember one thing that was like, that I thought was really important was, because usually this kind of thing you would learn earlier, I think, from like this kind of a lesson. But I remember walking around with him in the town. He was living in Vallejo at the time. And like, he really liked all the shop owners on the street where he was at. He like just had a back injury, and so he was doing a lot of walking, and every day he'd walk by all these shops and like stop in and say hi to people, and not even buy anything, just like say hi to people along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And he had this like really nice little community and was just like just very friendly with everybody. And I realized like that was for me kind of a lesson of just like observing and watching and going like, oh, like this is, I would like to be more that way, like when I'm just interacting with people I don't really know, don't really like have anything to gain from, but just like having this really positive exchange is just like, that's really cool. And I remember thinking that and being like, I want to take that on board, you know?
Yeah, more of like kind of like a selfless, just like community oriented vibe.
Yeah.
Than
just creating a really nice atmosphere for everybody. Mm-hmm. So being like a positive person. It's
right.
Really cool.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good.
So these are going to the Library of Congress, huh?
I think so.
Cool.
I don't know if there's any sort of like process where they'll like say, well, that was a, that didn't.
This is all going to come out when I run.
That wasn't
president.
Good enough. So this one, can you tell me a couple of things you want me to understand about you?
Of things. Well, last night we were talking a little bit, and I think you asked if I would tell you I forget what exactly the situation was, but you were like, oh, do you actually, there's like, do you like that food or something? Like, would you actually tell me if you didn't like it? I think is what it was.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that's like one thing that I'd like to tell you is like, yeah, I think what you see is kind of what you get, you know? And like, I do try to be that way as much as
good.
I can. So like, yeah, I think you can take it face value. And like, I'm having a really great time like on this trip, for example. And and I think you can take all that face value too. Like, I think things are pretty good.
Cool.
Yeah.
Why did you agree to do this interview today?
It's mostly peer pressure.
The questions are getting a little bit better towards the end.
I can't say that we actually agreed, but yeah.
Yeah. It's mostly peer pressure. I think
I questioned.
I think I got the idea in my head, like from how intense everyone was about this is happening.
And just the chair you were sitting in, you said, I feel like I'm being interviewed, and I said, okay, I'll interview you.
That's right.
So I feel
like I blame myself, like I kind of blame myself a little bit for it. So that's maybe why I went into it. But also I got the impression, which I just read into it, I felt like a lot of you guys had already done this. So I was like, oh, okay, I guess I'll do it too. That's fine. Which I realize now is completely untrue. But that's fine.
I've been
fine.
Planning on doing an interview like this with Grandpa Bob for like over a decade.
I feel like. No, I know. You want to like write his memoirs. Like, that's like...
But it like, still hasn't idea. Happened. But...
Or let him write his own and his own words.
Yeah.
So it was just all by random happenstance that we're interviewing you right now.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, why did I choose that?
You want to skip?
Is there anything you want to ask me that you have never asked me before?
Ooh. That's interesting.
Interviewee on the interviewer.
Not sure I can fully take advantage of that one right now.
I'm sure there's probably... Could be some things.
There's like, yeah, I'm sure there's small things.
We've had quite an odd sort of relationship and when it comes to like being brothers.
It's
true. Probably some stuff there.
There probably is.
There's some layers.
Probably is some stuff there. I would like to talk about that.
Yeah.
But it is also, that's you're such an interviewer. You're asking the questions again, you know?
Well,
you gotta check your privilege a little bit.
Never.
At the moment.
This is the one chance.
If you could make something in your life happen for sure, in say. Let's say 10 years from now. For yourself. Like, I think there's a lot of answers around, like, you just had little baby Lila and all this, like, that could be what it is. But if there's something you could guarantee for yourself that you would have in your life in 10 years, what would that be?
A healthy and happy marriage with Jesse.
Mm-hmm. Seems really consistent with your priorities and how you've been acting lately. So, from what I see.
Yeah, there's probably some other things that comes to mind first.
It was a really quick answer. I think that, like, significant.
How has your life been different than how you imagined it would be when you were young?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, totally. No, it's just kind of funny because, like, I was just thinking, I immediately thought career and...
Yeah, you have had so many, like, interesting paths where you've gone to the depths of the ocean and out to the stars and back. And...
The funny thing is, like, yeah, I don't know what I thought I was going to do, really. But yeah, my career, I've been changing that like every, like on average every 4 years since I've like had a direction, which is kind of funny. So like, I think this is like, what I'm doing now is like nothing like what I thought it was going to be. But looking back, I think that earlier version of me didn't know what he wanted.
What so, did you specifically, so, did you imagine anything specifically when you were young? And when, by when you're young, that's kind of like a general term. I guess we could, if I was to just pinpoint one spot, like what about like maybe when you were, you know, graduating high school, what did you imagine?
Because
when you were giving that great address to
you were there for
all
that.
The masses.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Was it salutatorian or valedictorian?
Yeah, yeah. I was very salty about that at the time. It's not important, though.
Welcome back to nerdness.
That's funny, yeah. Yeah, no, I think at the time I was very much divided, actually. So it's like right before I went off to college, and I was divided between like doing... very like physical sciences work and thinking about doing something very much more in line with like psychology or human behavior in some way. Yeah. And I was really divided between the two. And actually, it took me like 6 months in the beginning of college to like kind of sort that out in my head. And I know like a lot of my family has worked in mental health in various ways, et cetera, which probably like influenced that to some degree. But actually, it was talking to those people in more depth that made me realize that working with people directly, especially with like their problems, is like such a burden to bear.
Like, and unsolvable in some...
It's like really a lot of work and it's really tough. And I realized that like if my interests were actually split, and this is such a hard path, like I could just take this other one. And I kind of took the easy way out in going with like studying physics and going that direction, and that's led me to where I am now.
Or like real like solvable equations and
yeah, there's an answer.
Yeah, exactly.
There's an answer.
Science.
Yeah, exactly. And I found a lot of comfort in that. But yeah, I could have gone a very different way with it. So I'm not sure what I imagined at the time. Like, I think I was still deciding which one I imagined myself in more. But even so, like, where I am now, like, I didn't ever think I was going to be working, like, as a software developer, like, at some company, you know, like, working on public transit or whatever. Like, that's that specifics, nothing like that.
Did you think it could easily maybe... end up living in another country?
At the time, that's not really what I think I was looking for. But, like, yeah, by a few years after that, I thought
it could be.
It was something I kind of knew I was always going to do, actually.
Mm.
Yeah.
Decided that you wanted to?
Yeah. So when the opportunity came up, that was, like, it was a very natural thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ready? Mm-hmm.
We're going to burn this 40 minutes, man.
We're at... or heading towards minute 17.
All right.
Almost halfway.
But yeah, no, it doesn't have to be that long. There's only two more questions. I mean, I could have added more, but I
think this is good for a starter.
Yeah.
Somebody else can take the hot seat, you know?
Oh my god, that's way intense. I don't know. I don't even remember picking this.
Okay, wait, are the police after you?
Yeah.
Is that the question?
No. I don't even think this doesn't even really.
Are you gonna do a hard skip on that? You're not even gonna read it. You're worried that I'm gonna answer it.
It's like what?
Oh, what is this question?
So it is a bit intense. But you're the interviewer.
Can I read it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not sure I'll have an answer for you. We may end up skipping it, but let's get the whole team in.
If you knew this was going to be our last conversation.
Yeah.
Is there anything you've never told me that you want to share with me now? It's like, this is for, I don't know who this would normally be geared towards.
Strangely, I think that's actually pretty easy.
Oh.
I love you.
Oh. Thank you. I love you too.
Yeah.
That's great. That's awesome. Okay, this is the last one? The last one? Tell me about your siblings.
I picked this one.
Were you close with them? Or where? I think the...
Where are you close with them?
Where are you
close?
Locationally. I think Paula Pines was where, I think. Where? Was not sure.
Is that even a sentence? Can I just assume that the H is like accidental there?
Yeah, Library of Congress is going
downhill.
This
is like past tense? Like, what happened to your siblings?
Were you close to them? Back in the day when they were around.
Yeah.
Are these interviews for like really old people?
Probably. It's Library of Congress.
Written by really old people.
Yeah. Tell me about your siblings.
Are
you or were you close with them?
I have a large enough group of siblings in some definition.
You can run through.
That I actually would, I don't know the number. Depending, if you cast a wide net, I don't actually know the number. But I would have to think through it. But the ones that I'm close with, and this kind of answers that part of it, there's five of them. And two of them are in the room right now. And as you said earlier, like, I haven't been super close with either of you guys, really. But I think over the last couple of years, we've been making a good effort to like fix that and make that a lot better. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty happy with the progress on that so far. Like, we're doing good. My other three brothers, they're very like, they're very masculine men, all three of them, which, you know, apparently I cross my legs in a way that means that I'm not, and that's fine. according to the expert in the room.
That doesn't mean not masculine.
Yeah. So closeness is like very different with them. Like, we spend a lot of time together and like play games and like hang out with like their kids and do all this stuff. And like, we are very close, but like, we don't really have interviews like this.
Who's the older brother that I lived with for a little while?
Oh, that would have been Jason.
Yeah.
He's the only sibling I had that I was aware of when I started forming memories. So probably closest with him.
Makes sense.
And that's been consistent. Yeah. But he's a half brother as well. But yeah. Yeah, we're still very close. We do talk probably more frequently than I do with any other siblings.
So you were close with him, and you are.
Yeah, and that was in Santa Rosa initially, in Sonoma, between the two. Yeah.
Locations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where? That's where.
Okay. I think that's all I got.
Excellent. I think that's probably.
Is that all right?
I think that's plenty. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for letting me interview you.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. I love you.
Love you too. That was fun and unexpectedly intense, but also fun.